Wonderwall.
And a little bit of, some might say, from Oasis at Croke Park over the weekend. Two nights, over 160,000 people revelling in the sunshine, many after paying out huge money for the biggest sing-along of the summer. And as they told our editor Moira Hannan on their way out, they loved it.
That was amazing.
Brilliant. Yeah. What was your favourite moment? The whole thing. Best gig ever. Worth the money? Absolutely.
It was worth every penny. It absolutely was.
How much did you spend on tickets?
I'd hate to tell you. Yeah, it was like about 400 euros for each of us. It's nice.
It's a lot of money.
It was a lot of money. It was worth every penny. The crowd was brilliant. The concert, it was just amazing. The whole thing. Cast were great. Richard Ashcroft were great. Oasis was obviously amazing.
It was, as Liam would say, biblical. It was biblical.
I thought it was amazing.
Was it worth the money?
Definitely.
And how much did you pay, do you mind me asking?
Well, I got the cheap seat at 94 euros each.
That was a bargain.
It was, yeah.
Do you think they'll come back?
I hope so.
That was absolutely incredible, life-changing, one of the best gigs I've ever been to. Was it worth the money?
Yeah. 100%.
People coming out of Croke Park last night, talking to our editor Moira Hannan, who might have to turn up the radio a little bit louder this morning because their ears are probably still ringing after that gig. Tracy Clifford is here, whose ears have probably recovered a little bit more since Saturday, and she's RT2FM presenter in the afternoon. So you were there. How was it for you?
Do you know what? The words I keep using is triumph. It was a triumphant return, a little bit of perfection on two nights in Dublin. It was absolutely fantastic for themselves, for Oasis themselves, and for the fans too. Even walking down to Croke Park on Saturday, it was like a football match, but everybody was supporting the same team, wearing the colours, singing in unison. It was just a joy. And I mean, Liam Gallagher came on stage, like he always does, with Noel, holding hands together. And I mean, it was just one of those moments where the crowd went absolutely wild and didn't stop then for the whole night. He had his usual charming arrogance. Whatever the crowd were doing and whatever he told the crowd to do, they did. They did the Poznan in unison and was absolutely incredible. And I think Noel Gallagher brought then a little part of emotion to the night then, slowing things down with Masterplan and Talk Tonight. It was a gig of the ages. I really do think so.
The concert of the summer then, why?
I think because nostalgia. I think I've never seen so many middle-aged people, families, young and old, all wearing the merch. It was like just this huge event. Obviously, they haven't been together in 16 years. Will it ever happen again? We don't know. So it was that anticipation, the excitement of whether you'll see this again. People don't know. So it was a little bit of that. It was like, maybe this is, we're never going to see them again. So
Never going to be the same again. Curious you should mention nostalgia. For a band that, I know they defined the sound of the 90s, but they were a band who essentially were based on nostalgia to begin with.
Absolutely, of course. Obviously, I remember listening to Oasis back in the 90s and people giving all the Beatles references. Like, of course, I think all bands and all musicians all across every generation, there's always like similarities somewhere.
They were particularly derivative though, weren't they?
A little bit back then when you think about it. But when you think about how this is a generation's band, a generation of the 90s. Okay, you had Beatles, you had Elvis. This was the 90s generation's band. So I think for people going forward, let's look at how Oasis did. It was just absolutely brilliant.
They come onto the stage hand in hand, reminiscent a little bit of the Stone Roses reunion, although they hugged each other an awful lot more on stage at that gig. After that, there was very little interaction between them on stage. Is it convincing that they're back together?
I don't know. And I wasn't at the gig last night, but I was looking at social media to see how they were ending. And obviously they had the fireworks last night. There was a massive hug at the end of last night as well. Liam went off the stage first, okay, and then Noel gave the crowd a little bit more of an applause. But it looked like they were still together in that sense at last night's gig. But on Saturday night, yeah, I didn't see that myself on Saturday, but Sunday on social media, the hug was longer.
Is that the end of the summer now for us?
I don't know. Obviously, we've got Electric Picnic on the way.
Of
Robbie
course.
Williams is next week as well in Croke Park. That's
I've
a different sort of nostalgia.
There are a lot of tickets available for that.
Is there still?
Yes.
Still. Well, I think that, I mean, if the weather is great and people want to relive their youth, Robbie Williams could be a great gig for that. If not, Electric Picnic. But other than that, for Oasis fans, I'm actually not sure.
Or My Bloody Valentine in November. Do you think they'll do it again?
I don't know. Obviously, the last gig is going to be in Sao Paulo in Brazil in November. I'm not sure whether they need to, whether they want to. The fans definitely would want them to, but who knows? I have to wait and see.
Tracy Clifford, thank you for speaking with us, and thank you for indulging in our Oasis coverage over the last couple of days. It's a minute and a half to nine.